Like I live a lot of my life according to scripture, because I really feel like that's a very constant basis that will never change in such an ever-changing world and industry that I'm in. And I don't conform to the standards of the world. And I strongly believe that God always uses the weak person to shame the strong. God always uses the one who seems less capable, the foolish one, to shame those who think they're wise. I stand on that. So I silence all of the societal standards. Yes, I'm aware, of course, but I don't allow the noise of what I see to affect who I must be in the moment. I see the briefs coming in. I see it when they say we need the leading lady to be very beautiful. We need the leading lady. And I know the kind of pictures that come up even in my own mind when I read those things, but I silence it. I make sure that I take hold of those thoughts. I hold them captive and I silence them, and I go to the audition and say, a very beautiful girl has answered. You asked.
Yes, girl. Okay. No, I like that. I mean, confidence, the confidence that you have, like you're speaking now, is the same on screen. And that's one thing I am excited about. I usually am excited about when I see you appear on screen. But then, in terms of fame, what is your relationship with fame? Are you any way into it or out of it? Because some people don't really care about fame and their relationship is non-existent. Some people's relationship to fame is like, I need it every time. So what is your relationship with fame? Yes, you're still new in the industry, but Shaka Ilembe put you on. So yeah. I just want to know, what is your relationship with fame?
Yeah, Shaka catapulted me. So I welcome the love, but I'm still learning how to place boundaries. I'm in a place where I'm just taking it one moment, one interaction at a time. I'm learning how to speak to people with still acknowledging how they feel when they see me, because the fact that I was surrounded by such big names in the industry, when I ask them, like, no, so how do you deal with it? No, girl, like, if you're eating, tell them, no, I'm busy, I've got to do my thing. Or, you know, people who have been famous for all of their lives, pretty much, they have a different angle with it that I can't necessarily take because I'm not there yet. So for me, I have to take it a lot slower, and I am at a place where I'm very grateful for the affirmation and the recognition that I get. So each person who stops me in the streets, every DM that I get, for as long as I do have the time for it, I definitely make sure that I give them the time and I communicate myself, you know, to them. But to be very honest, I think there's still a level of imposter syndrome that does creep up on me when the fame hits, and it's as though, oh my gosh, girl, like, this can't be you. You better stop. You better leave your food and go take the pictures outside. You know, so I'm learning how to place the boundaries where I'm able to say, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm on my way to set. Or can I give you my email and they ask for your number? And you're like, but you don't want to say no.
Before the fame, did you have any reservations? Did you have any expectations? And how have they changed from what you know now that you're famous to as opposed to before you were famous?
Okay, so I had a little bit of experience of it because I have been on a soapy before.
Yes.
And I think at that time compared to now, I could say it's completely, completely different. But I think I've always valued people. I've always valued the fact that you have left your car and run a kilometer to come and take a picture with me. Like, I value that. So the fact that I've always valued people does put me in a position where it's easier to accommodate. So I think in that sense, it's been the same, because my gaze comes from the perspective of looking at how they feel. Someone is breaking down crying because they're seeing you. Mm. You know, I can't just ignore that and walk away because I'm busy or whatever. So it's always been from the stance of valuing the person in front of me. And I think it will always really be that way.